Okay, well, people have heard my comments about the two knighthoods. I think Sir Angus Houston is a magnificent recognition of a great man. I think to give one to Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, is sending the wrong message. There's nothing critical of Prince Philip. I mean, that's it's not a judgment of him. I just think it's a symbolically not the right thing to do. But there is disagreement on the line. Opposition Leader Bill Shorten, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about the knighthood, the Australian knighthood for Prince Philip?
Well, I agree with what you just said before. Angus Houston, outstanding. And listen, Prince Philip's been very distinguished ever since he married the young Queen. You know, he's had 6 decades of public service. My reservations are not about him, but I just think he already has a lot of knighthoods and awards. I just wonder if they couldn't have picked someone who is Australian in character and activity. I don't get the priorities that the government had by nominating him. Today we should be focusing on Rosie Batty. She's a remarkable Australian. I don't want this Prince Philip and Tony Abbott's Knights and Dames overshadowing what I think is our National Day.
No, I was speaking to Rosie Batty earlier, and I certainly agree with you on that. But is it a symbolism here that you're concerned by?
Yeah, we should be talking about the future. I mean, Prince Philip is distinguished. The Queen, remarkable person, the head of our state. But it's a time warp where we're giving knighthoods to English royalty. I think that on Australia Day, where we're talking about Australia, Australian identity, the government's managed to find a British royal to give a medal to, a knighthood to. I've just been at citizenship functions, local breakfasts. Some people there wondered if it was an Australia Day hoax.
Really?
I just think people think it's an unusual priority. It's outside the mainstream, I think, of Australian thinking to have done this.
Do you have a policy on the knighthoods? If elected, will the knighthoods go?
Well, Federal Labor since 1918 has had a view about imperial honours. We don't believe, if we were to be elected, I don't think that we would continue the tradition of knights and dames. But that takes nothing away from Angus Houston or indeed Prince Philip. They wouldn't lose theirs. But I think when we look at Australia in the 21st century, it's about who we're going to be as a people. And I just think giving our top award to a British royal is anachronistic. To be honest, it's a bit of a time warp. I wasn't quite sure it was serious until I realised it was.
Oh, you were that surprised by it yourself?
Yeah, I really was, actually. I guess you shouldn't be. The government created knights and dames, so I shouldn't be surprised at who they give them to. But it was an Angus Houston, excellent choice. And Prince Philip is distinguished. It's not about him, but he's a British royal. Why would we give him our top Australian honour? He's already got a lot of them.
Mm. Well, of course, last year was the Governor General and Dame Quentin Bryce, wasn't it, too?
Indeed.
Mm. Can I just ask quickly about something else? Are you involved in this case in the Northern Territory? Matthew Gardner, a Northern Territory Labor official who has gone off to Syria to fight ISIS?
No, I heard about it last night. Whatever the guy's motivations, he's not going to solve anything by going there. And my thoughts are with his family, actually. I think it's come out, and his work colleagues, I think it's come as a bolt out of the blue. He served in the military previously. He's been a union organiser. He obviously feels very strongly about fighting ISIL, but I don't think that's the right way to go about it, just to up sticks.
Do you know him personally?
I will have met him. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Does this mean he can't? He needs to be expelled from the Labor Party? I know he's been suspended, but does he need to be dealt with?
Well, I think he's made a mistake. First things first, let's find out that he's safe and get him home.
Yeah.
And his family will be, I think, going through quite a bit of shock and confusion. So I don't know what's triggered this event, but he needs to come home.
Thank you for your time.
Good morning and happy Australia Day, Neil.
Thank you. Opposition Leader Bill Shorten.